Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello and welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. As you know, we talk about the characteristics of the pious ones, the portrait of the pious. In this sermon, Imam explains and elaborates on the traits and the actions that pious people have in their daily life. In this section, we talk about how pious people transfuse good qualities to each other. Imam refers to two things. One is he transfuses knowledge with forbearance, and the other is an speech with action. Of course, these two are somehow related in essence to each other. Essentially, they refer to the same thing. One is when a person knows a fact, that fact and that knowledge requires a certain approach, a certain kind of action in order to regard that knowledge and act according to that knowledge. Therefore, patience and forbearance is needed. If we do not have patience and forbearance in acting according to the knowledge, then that knowledge will be useless, will not gain any benefit for us. A likeness here and a metaphor is mentioned in a very famous hadith in Islamic teachings, and that is Al-alimu bila amal kashajara bila thamar. A knowledgeable person who doesn't take action is like a tree without fruit. The tree that doesn't bear fruit doesn't have any benefit, and it is useless. Therefore, a person who knows a thing should direct the life according to that knowledge. Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, says, "Al-aqlu ra'idur ruh." The reason and the intellect is the guide of the soul, and the knowledge is the guide of the intellect. So when we know a fact, when we gain some knowledge and know something, our intellect should use it in our life and perform according to that fact. Therefore, in a learned person, action is needed. Imam says, "Al-ilmu yahtifu bil-amal." Knowledge calls for action, invites for action. If the person takes action, the knowledge remains and benefits. If the person doesn't take action, the knowledge will depart from the person. Maybe the knowledge is there, but as if it has departed, because that knowledge doesn't gain any benefit to the person. Therefore, this is the chain of the logic here, that knowledge invites to action, and to take action needs patience. Therefore, these three things are together. That's why Imam says they transfuse knowledge with forbearance and speech with action. Here, Imam says speech with action, and also speech is from the knowledge that you have. You have knowledge, you talk about it. You talk to people about it. And if you don't take action, therefore, it is said in the Quran that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, why you say a thing that you yourself don't take action accordingly? Kabura maqtan inda Allah. Allah hates that you say something and you don't take action. You yourself don't take action. A preacher who preach people and he himself doesn't take action and doesn't act according to the thing he preaches, it is a big loss for him. And Allah hates such a person. Therefore, here is the thing. We know a part of knowledge, a piece of knowledge. We talk about it. We need to take action. And to take action, we need forbearance. That's the whole thing that Imam talks about. The pious ones, they know something. They talk about it and they take action, and in taking action they use patience. And remember that according to the hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he says there are three kinds of patience. One is the patience in doing performing obedience, in doing something. So you need patience. If you want to take action and to obey God, you need forbearance. And also, as-sabru anil ma'siyah, to refrain. When you are to refrain from a sin, you need forbearance. You need control. You need to be patient not to do something. This is a second kind of patience. And also, when there is a calamity, you need to control yourself, not to lose your temper and ordinary way of reactions. Therefore, this is a virtue for the pious ones, that they know things, they talk about the facts, and they take action and they perform it through patience. This is the thing that we need in any action, in any even line of knowledge. We need all these things to take action if we want to benefit from the knowledge that we have. And here is the knowledge about the hereafter. It is the knowledge about God. It is the knowledge about who we are and what are the duties we have. When we know the facts and we know the position that we have in this life, then we need to start going. We need to take action. And in taking action according to this knowledge, we need patience and forbearance. We hope all act according to these beautiful teachings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala. صلي على طه النبي وآله يا ربنا صلي على طه النبي
صلى الله على